Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are getting it in here tonight. So we are excited. It is Wednesday, and this is Inspirational Wednesdays. It is also Music Wednesdays. We have two amazing guest hosts here tonight. We would like to welcome for the first time here on the Nikki Rich Show Network. To anybody out there, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or the host tonight. And speaking of hosts, we are welcoming Ms. Servetta McDowell of Your Voice Radio. We also have celebrity stylist out of California, Gianni CJ, Fashion Inspiration. And to anybody out there, if you want to talk with the host, you call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. I do want to let all the listeners know we are a million listeners. Yes, a million listeners. Just alone on our network here at the Nikki Rich Show, we have 500,000 listeners just alone. And speaking of networks, we're syndicated on College Underground Radio. So all the college students out there listening in, welcome, as well as iTunes Podcast. You can go and listen to this show on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, as well as thenikkirichshow.com. We are a global network. We also have our main stations in Australia, Germany, Jamaica, London from the UK. We got coming up on the Nikki Rich Show. We're sponsored by Toyota, Toyota RAV4. So we have a special interview with London's own Marvin Ambrosia. You might know him because he's Marsha Ambrosia's brother. And he right now co-wrote one of her songs along with Charlie Wilson. So we got that coming up next week. So stay tuned. Thanks to Toyota for being a part of the movement as well. But I'm excited because we got coming up right now our special host, yes, Your Voice Radio. So we want everybody to stay tuned, keep it locked. I also want to let you know you can follow on the social network at Nikki Rich Show LA. Go to Nikki Rich Show LA, Miss Nikki Rich. Follow us on all those networks. But with no further ado, let's get it started. It's the Nikki Rich Show Network. We're going live with Servetta, Your Voice Radio.
Welcome to the Promo Media, Your Voice Radio Wednesday night broadcast, hosted by Servetta McDowell.
We're clear for takeoff. Hello and welcome everybody to V Promo Media, Your Voice Radio, live on the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you, all of our listeners, and tell your friends and family to call in and listen to us tonight. Call in at 323-580-49 and press 1 if you'd like to speak to our guest or myself. Now let's get into tonight. It's tonight's guest, our co-producers, founders of the South Carolina Music Awards. They showcase and spotlighting the best and brightest of South Carolina talent. The event happens this weekend, July 18th through the 20th in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Your Voice Radio welcomes and would like to introduce you to this amazing team, Marcus and Shira Bass-Housie.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you? Thank you for coming on tonight. We are very grateful. This is VPM's first radio show, so we are very delighted and honored that South Carolina Music Awards is on with us tonight. I would like to introduce you to our audience, so tell us about yourself.
Well, South Carolina Music Awards has been just our seventh annual event. We've been around since 2008 and currently growing. South Carolina Music Awards is dedicated to Carolina's music and culture. We have multiple genre of music that's selected for fans and whatnot throughout the Carolinas, actually all over worldwide, select these individuals to be official nominated. And the actual award show is this weekend. We got a kickoff event starting Friday, and it goes all the way to Sunday. So, you know, but real happy to be on your show, and just got a lot going on, and just really excited.
I'm thankful for you to be here. I know you're very busy. And Shira, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. For those who don't know who I am, I'm Shira Batthausi. I'm co-founder of the South Carolina Music Awards. And I would like to thank you for having us here this evening, and for all of your listeners, thank you for tuning in. It's truly an honor, and congratulations on your first show.
Thank you. I would like to ask you, what inspired the both of you to come together and create the South Carolina Music Awards?
Marcus and myself, we've been in the industry for some time, and South Carolina is pretty much our backyard. This is our home. And there's a lot of great talent here. It's a lot of great, good businesses and DJs and entrepreneurs. So we wanted to kind of put together something that we can honor them each year. And most importantly, to network. You know, networking is very important in any brand. So we figured that this would be a good idea. It started out 7 years ago. This will be our seventh year. I started out in 2008. And since then, it has grown. We get a lot of visitors that come through from all over the United States and even afar. So we're really, really excited about the celebration this year.
That's wonderful. So how can, if someone's interested, I know it's probably too late right now to get involved, but next year, is there a way that they can contact you, and what options are available for someone to support your movement?
You can visit our website. It's scmusicawards.com. There we have all the information in regards to anything you pretty much need to know. And for people who are in our area, we always get, you know, asked this question, how can I become a nominee? We open up nominations in February of each year, and we leave that open until May. And then from in June, top of June, that's when we start the actual voting process. So it's more or less like a two-process step, and we're honored to have, you know, it's hundreds of nominees each year, and a lot of people, it's their first time, and we get to meet a lot of new, fresh faces.
Okay. So with the voting process, they can submit their information to you, and so voters are choosing your nominees?
We have the fans. The fans are the ones that pretty much submit the nomination. That's pretty much how it works, because fans, they're the ones that pretty much keep you in tune with a lot of things that are going on, you know, in their community and afar. So it's really good each year to see the names coming in, and the fans are always excited. You see it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and, you know, things like that. So it's a really exciting process.
Wow. And what type of categories do you have as far as the music categories that people, the fans can want?
We have female R&B, male R&B. We have, of course, female hip-hop, male hip-hop. We have jazz. We have country. We have gospel. We have rock. Let me see here. We have DJ categories like club DJ. We have categories, too, that are people who are pretty much slept on. You know, the word kind of speaks for itself within, you know, a person's brand or what they're doing. And we have that with DJ. And as far as we have a category that we call Indie Grind, that's a category where your business, face, and brand is being seen all over the area. Like this year here, for example, we have a fashion stylist, we have a clothing design, we have a commentator that's on one of the Fox News stations down here who was also part of America's Next Top Model. So it's a broad range of different categories, and we do have the album of the year, single, video director, video of the year. So that's all I could pretty much think of right now offhand. I think I covered everything. But
yes.
Those are the categories. Yeah.
That is very unique and culturally diverse, and I like that because you have different flavors of music and different things that people are doing out there today. So that gives them
right.
an avenue to present themselves, an opportunity.
Yes.
Is there any type of fee or anything that a nominee would need to do? I guess they would just go to your site and submit the information and find out everything there at SouthCarolinaMusicAwards.com. So everyone check that out. Well, I know that you're very busy, and I thank you very much for coming on. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we'll talk about inspiration and any advice that you would like to share with the audience about, you know, moving forward, such as artists, models, and so forth. And because
okay.
I know that you're very busy, so we'll go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back and finish the interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the T-bill in the west of your eyes. So you don't want to deal with a stranger anymore. I know we'll fuck up sometimes. But do I need to remind you that I love you timeless? Yeah. Took forever to find your love. Yeah. Girl, our love is timeless. You don't even want to try anymore. Say the one that loves you the most might break your heart. I never thought things would fall apart. No, not this way, no, not this way. But do I need to remind you that our love is timeless? Yeah, to pray.
Okay, welcome back to V Promo Media, your voice radio on the Nikki Rich Show, with special guests, the South Carolina Music Awards founders and co-producers, Marcus and Shira Bass-Halsey. We're back to talk with them about South Carolina Music Awards, which we've learned tonight is a very creative platform for artists, models, and individuals in South Carolina region to present their talent and to showcase themselves. And it also allows fans to vote and be proactive in supporting their artists. So we're very excited to have them here tonight. Okay, so Marcus and Shira, what, I guess I would like to know, how do you balance your time to put together such a huge event? Because I know that has to be very stressful. So can you show us how you would balance yourself to carry something like this on?
Sure. Timing is very important. Management time is very important with any business, with anything that you do in life. You definitely want to manage your time wisely. Suggestions of how we do our timing is pretty much this event, this award show takes roughly about 6 months of planning and meetings and things of that nature in between. So time-wise, it's just depending on what exactly we have going on surrounding the week or things of that nature, but we always put together what we need to accomplish today. In other words, you're almost like thinking of things that you need to get done that day and just put forth effort in getting it done, but at the same time, make sure that your family's taken care of, making sure that your business taken care of, and then any other personal things in between. But it's just one day at a time. That's where you have to look at it, and that's what we do.
Yeah, and most importantly, you have to stay prayed up.
Yeah, most important. That's most important.
Yeah, because, you know, it could be draining at times. you're getting a lot of emails and, you know, contacts, and it's a lot. But I think as time went on, we found the way to kind of craft it a little bit, you know, as Marcus said, to spread it out and to know it's almost like a wedding, you know, within this amount of time here that you're going to focus on this, and then this amount of time here, you know, you're going to focus on that. So you kind of really spread it out a little bit.
Yes. The time management, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Very strict
right.
time management.
Yes, definitely.
And as you go forward, you're critiquing it. You're getting it better and better. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
I would like to spotlight some of your, I noticed the marketing team. Could you tell us some of those people? I'd like to spotlight them. I saw that on your website. Give them some recognition for helping.
Our marketing team, one thing that we do, we have, Marcus is has a marketing company. So that kind of had an advantage in the beginning with everything as far as just getting a lot of things out. Now, we have a very strong team, and, oh, my gosh, we have a committee that pretty much helps with a lot of things. That's Templeton Maestro. We do have Neek. She is a radio-affiliated core DJ of Hot 103.9. We have Nancy O. She's out of Raleigh, North Carolina, that helps out a lot. That's a part of the committee. And we have our assistant, Courtney Adams, that helps us out a lot. And we have also two of our children that are of age that, you know, pretty much they jump in and they help out a lot too, and along with a lot of other people that come to play and just pretty much help us out. You know, it's a long list. I don't want to forget anyone, but those are pretty much the key people who are the ones that come with helping us put the, I guess it's initiate putting things together, and then everything just kind of fall into place. Marcus, is there anything you probably want to add?
Yeah, teamwork is very important in any business, anything you do. You definitely want to have a strong team. And, you know, we were doing this for so long. We built so many reputation between us and other people's business and other people, you know, have things going on. So we involve them in what we got going on and make them a part of the team. And like Sherry said, the list is so long, we don't want to forget anyone. But it's a lot of people that's in media and production and video and editing, sound, music, just everything. And teamwork is very important. So without them, we would not have what we have going on right now.
Right, and most importantly, our sponsors too. You know, each year we have people that have been with us, you know, even in support or just, you know, in sponsorship that helps out a lot. And media such as yourself that kind of get out there and help us get that brand out there, because, you know, South Carolina for many years has been a state that has been pretty much overlooked. You know, you have Atlanta, if not even 141 miles away from our area, and, you know, and it's really hard for people here in this area to kind of get out. So that goes back to the root of why we wanted to create the South Carolina Music Awards, because we figured if we can't get there, we're going to bring them here. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. And one thing I have to say I admire is your humbleness and your gratefulness, and that is very beautiful to hear and witness. And teamwork. Teamwork is very important, and you can't make the dream work without teamwork. And I noticed myself is hearing some people or opinions that networking is not beneficial, or there's not anything such as networking. And
right.
I really think it is. It's very important. And even when we don't acknowledge it, even if you reach out to ask someone to rent a venue, you're networking. You know, if you're calling
yes.
someone to make a flyer, you're networking. And I like that you present that, and that you show the importance of working together to accomplish something. So that's a very beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so let's talk about inspiration. Would there be anything that you would like to share this moment with the audience about inspiration, anything that inspires you, or any advice?
For myself, I would say the most important thing is to stay focused and stick with your plan. And, again, pray. You have to pray on anything you do. I remember in the beginning when Marcus and myself first started what we were doing, it was just us two. And I say that to say it was door shut. You know, you're going to get the naysayers. You know, that comes with anything you do. And I don't care what business you have. I don't care what you're doing. You're going to get negative energy sometimes. And that's when prayer comes into play. And just because one door shuts, you're going to probably have five that are going to open. So you stay on that path and know that this is what I'm going to do. You stay determined. And you nurture your brand as if it's your baby. You know, you're going to find that it's going to be times where, you know, it's not going to go your way, but don't give up. And another thing also, you got to have a budget. Nobody in this world is going to give you anything for free. So, again, it's with the planning. Take baby steps. And with those baby steps, you can get where you want to go. I remember when we first started, it took us almost a year just to plan things and to get things in order for us. It seemed like that road was just so far away. But once we got there and we got things going, you look back and you say, wow, look where I came. And you never forget the people who are around you when you first started. Because as time goes on, your crowd is going to change. Your team around you, your circle, is going to change drastically. I found that out too, but you can't let that hinder you. You have to keep focus, again, keep prayer, and keep more or less show love again to those people who were there with you from that doing that ordeal.
Nice. Marcus, would you like to share?
I do. Cheryl said a mouthful, and a lot with what she said is just pretty much she speak for me in a sense, and you know, we came a long way with everything that we got going on, including the marketing business, including the publication, including the award show, just in life in general. We had a lot of hills to climb, a lot of mountains to go through, and we you know, manage through life and get where we are right now. First and foremost, with anybody that has a business or striving to be have an objective in mind or striving to be something successful in life, I mean, you definitely got to have a budget and you got to have a plan and you got to stay focused and be consistent. Don't give up. Don't stop because this person says that or that group of people says that. I mean, you got to keep going and just stay focused and stay prayed up because in life, like you said, nothing in life is free and you just got to work at it and keep going.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I know you have busy schedule and everything's going live this weekend. Tune in, everybody, and go online, purchase tickets for the South Carolina Music Awards, July 18th through the 20th in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'll see you on Saturday. I plan to come down, and I've never been to South Carolina Music Awards, and I'm very excited to come down and see the red carpet and the awards. So I'm very happy about that. And just thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to interview you. Thank you for coming on the Nikki Rich Show, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and good luck this weekend, and I know you'll do wonderful. And God bless, and shine bright.
Same here.
Yes, thank you so much. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
All right.
So for our audience, we want to thank South Carolina Music Awards for coming on. Personally, Seek to Learn 36, Savannah McDowell, want to thank you for tuning in to V Promo Media's Your Voice Radio. This is our first show, and as your host, I want to hope this motivates my followers, my listeners, that whatever your vision is, you can make it reality if you put in the work. I'm here. It's been a long road, and I'm still taking steps, and I'm thankful that you're with me. But through this show, I hope to, even if I just motivate one person, it's worth it to me, you know. And for great people like South Carolina Music Awards and future guests that will come on, I hope you use this platform and learn from it, and it motivates you and also motivates the guests. For our next show, I want to also let you know, is July 23rd, and the guest will be Mr. J.R. Williams. He's the author and publisher of the Poetry Bible. So we're very excited for him to come on, and we look forward to him joining us. So please tune in July 3rd, next Wednesday, at 5:15 Pacific time and 8:15 p.m. Eastern time, and help us salute and support Mr. J.R. Williams. Our show tonight, we kind of made it shorter in respect to South Carolina Music Awards' busy schedule. But I do want to take this time again to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Next week, you know, as I get more used to this, I will admit, and be more comfortable. We grow, you know. You challenge yourself to do things that are not always comfortable, but you know that they'll make you better. And so that's what I'm doing. So thank you for your support. So we're going to sign out tonight a little early. And thank you so much, and God bless. And tune in with us every Wednesday night at 5:15 p.m. Pacific time and 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. Have a beautiful night and brightest joy to you. Brightest blessings. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We live, Servetta McDowell, Your Voice Radio. Now, speaking of Ms. Servetta, I tell you, this is an amazing interview you just had, Servetta. I know the phone lines are buzzing. I definitely want to open up the phone lines, too.
Okay.
Servetta.
Damn, baby. I just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room, cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your baby excuse. Growing up I was a fool, and I can't lie, I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. Take my wish list. I'll go, then I can have you for sure. Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. So girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling, it's make-believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I would create a heart-changing love.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We are here live. We just got through talking with the South Carolina Music Awards with Your Voice Radio with the one and only host, Mr. Veta McDowell. Amazing, amazing host. Is there anything else that you would like to share, Mr. Veta?
And again, thank you so much for everybody tuning in and listening and supporting South Carolina Music Awards, the promo media, Your Voice Radio.
Most definitely. I see the lines are crazy. We're opening up the phone lines, I tell you. To anybody out there, you want to call in, you can at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or tonight's guest host. And also, Mr. Veta, if anybody wanted to contact you for your information and where they can find you, where could they go to?
They could go to thepromomedia.com. That is the website where you can connect with me and send in your information. If you'd like to be a guest on the Promo Media, Your Voice Radio Show, you can send me an email there. You can contact me there. Also, I'm on Twitter, ToLearn36. You can find me there. And on Instagram, SpeakToLearn36. You can also reach me by phone at 678-383-7088.
All right. Well, that concludes Your Voice Radio. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Promo Media. Thank you for tuning in to Your Voice Radio, a voice promotion media platform from the Promo Media. Join us on Wednesday nights from 8:15 to 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Show produced by Nikki Rich on the Nikki Rich Show Live Network. Music by Airplane Music Group, Your Voice Radio's official music producer. Connect with V Promo Media at vpromomedia.com and on Twitter at SeekToLearn36.
We're clear for takeoff.
One of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work.
All right. Shout out to Cassidy. Shout out to Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. It's the hottest radio station on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show. We are here live. You just spoke with the South Carolina Music Awards. And also the one and only host, Ms. Savetta McDowell of Your Voice Radio. Right now, we're opening up the phone lines. Like I said, the lines are going crazy. So we're going to open up 864. 864, you are on the air. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
I am Imperial Music, and I am calling from Lawrence County, South Carolina. I am a nominee for the South Carolina Music Awards Producer of the Year.
Congratulations.
And I'm checking in.
Imperial Music.
Imperial Music in the building.
Most definitely. And I know a little bit about Lawrence, South Carolina. So you out there in the six.
I don't tell me you know about the country now.
You know, I'm from
hey,
South Carolina.
Shout out to you, man.
You
I see your
I
name everywhere. You grind that hard, man. Shout out to you.
Thank you so much. Well,
that
I
grind
want to say congratulations
crazy.
To you guys because y'all been working. Y'all have been working.
Oh, man. I appreciate it. We out here.
Now tell us what's going on with Imperial Music.
All right, Imperial Music is definitely making moves right now. Been working with a lot of different artists, independent artists, breaking my way in, working with some industry people also, really trying to stamp my name into this game. Just more hard work every day, continuing producing music, writing songs. We do it all.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, if there's any artist out there that want to be a part of your movement or connect with you, where can they find you at?
You can find me. You can just hit my email at soundsbyimperial@gmail.com. That's sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, by Imperial. You can just hit me up on Twitter at Imperial Music. 00 or Instagram Imperial Music 21. You'll find me. Google me. I'm out there.
Most definitely. And also, real quickly, are you on the speakerphone? Because I hear an echo.
No, I actually don't have you on speaker.
Okay.
I don't know why it's echoing like that.
I'm not sure, but we're just excited that you called in to support the South Carolina Music Awards and our new host, Savetta McDowell. Is there anything you'd like to share?
Say again?
I said we're excited that you called in for the South Carolina Music Awards. Is there anything you would like to share tonight?
That's about it. Shout out to everybody that's going to be at the Music Awards and shout out to all the other nominees, you know, all South Carolina independent artists, producers, models, whatever you do, just keep grinding, man. Just keep grinding. Keep the dream alive. Don't let anybody tell you can't make it. Just keep grinding. Just keep grinding.
Most definitely. Well, we just thank you for calling in to the Nikki Rich Show Network.
All righty, appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We rocking it out here, Music Wednesdays. We got a special treat for you. We got so many callers that's calling in right now. We're opening up online, 864-704. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? It's your boy Lonnie Mack calling from Greenville, South Carolina. How you doing, Nikki?
Lonnie Mack, welcome. I'm great. I'm great. Now tell us a little bit about Lonnie Mack.
Well, you know, I manage R&B artist Vega Shaw, who is nominated for Male R&B Artist of the Year, South Carolina. Also, I'm working along with Keisha Drew, and I work along with other artists as well in South Carolina, and that's what I do.
Now, we know your artists are nominated, so that's pretty amazing.
Hello? Hello?
So hello? That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot. Congrats to you on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely. And also, we know that your artist, one of your artists as well, will also be featured on the Toyota series here on Blog Talk Radio. So that's pretty hot.
Talk about it. Talk about it, Nikki. Talk about it now.
Most definitely. So we're excited about that. And we're so glad that you called in tonight, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You've been holding me down for a long time. Appreciate the love and support. And hope that everybody come out this weekend for the South Carolina Music Awards, starting Friday all the way to Sunday. Have a good time. Enjoy some great local indie artists from our state, SC, South Carolina. Can you hear me, Nikki?
Lonnie Mack, you
Hello?
There?
Yes, yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you, so I couldn't hear. So. But yeah, shout out to Cheryl Bass and Marcus Hill Almhausen for putting the South Carolina 7th year annual award show together. So shout out to them. Appreciate all the love and support for our artists, our craft, our culture. Big up to them.
And I think it's a great idea and a great platform that they're opening up for our artists in South Carolina, because we have so much talent in South Carolina. And I tell you, from just the production side alone, it's so much talent, and it seems like it's not showcased. So now, but what I start to see now, Lonnie Mack, is that also North Carolina and South Carolina are starting to merge. Do you notice that? And I love that they're starting to merge together with their awards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And just to be clear, I just want to make sure also I work along with Metal Rose, who happen to be out of North Carolina, with their whole fan Globetrotters. And they out of North Carolina. So, yeah, North Carolina and South Carolina, we're coming together, you know, trying to let everybody know that we have talent in both states and that we, you know, look out for us. You know, we on the rise, just like Atlanta was. You know, we coming up as well. So check out Metal Rose, check out Globetrotters, check out Mike Allen, also a rapper. Be on the lookout for Crystal, who's from North Carolina, who is signed to Tyrese Voltron Records. So make sure y'all look out for all of us, man. We on a
Definitely. South Carolina is on a rise. I tell you, we've always been on the rise. We have had, we got some legendary people out of South Carolina. You know, Angie Stone. It's so many people. I can't even name. But it's a lot
Mitch.
Of great people.
We got Nikki Mitch from South Carolina.
From South Carolina, you know it. And we from Seneca, South Carolina.
Nikki
Most definitely. Most definitely. Home state. And it feels good to see, you know, South Carolina be put on that map, you know, and it's amazing. And I love it. Yeah, I love to see artists be showcased, especially their talent, as well as entrepreneurs. Because, like you said, you're a manager. And, you know, just your business alone is succeeding with all the artists
absolutely.
That you manage.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate it. Like I said, once again, I just want to thank you for the support, the love that you show me and my artists, and just the love you show everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because this right here, what you're doing, matters to the people.
It does.
Who it really matters. You know, so we appreciate all the support.
And I always tell people, you have to know what it is that is mattering for. You got to know who you are first. You know, if before pursuing anything and moving forward, you have to know who you are, and then you can go and see how what we're doing here at the Nikki Rich Show can benefit you. Because sometimes when you're lost and you don't know what you're doing and you're just trying to get on the radio, I mean, it's not going to really benefit you because you don't even know what you really want to do. You be confused. Yeah. You lost. So you have
exactly.
to find you first and then come to the great show.
Exactly. Exactly. And I like I say, I tell all artists that, you know, that's trying to get into this music thing, the best thing to do, start off, like you said, knowing what you want to do, but also networking. Get out there, meet the people. Networking is very, very important. You never know who will be listening. You never know, you know, who you can inspire. So if you out there, you know, make sure you network with anybody, man. But make sure it's worth something.
And I'm going to tell you, you never know who's listening. And I'm going to give you a prime example. Right now, we're sponsored by Toyota, and I am a feature host for the Toyota series. Now, the founders of Blog Talk, they listened in to the past shows and chose me, you know? And that's the thing. You never know who's listening. You never know what show they're listening to. And they even just from the artists that I chose, they did their research. They went back on and they pulled every single show and video that they was a part of. So they know about each artist that I submitted for the Toyota series. That's how deep it is. Like, people go and do their research, and people listen. They listen, and you never know who's listening. And it doesn't have to be a now show. They went all the way back to see, okay, this sounds like what, this is a certain quality you use here, this is a quality you use there. I mean, it's really detailed, and it's amazing how people do their research on you and listening to your station, you know, to even choose you for this amazing time. So I tell everybody, you never know. It could be a show from 2 years ago. I still have artists that's calling me saying, hey, you know, I got a booking from just being on your show a few years ago. And that's amazing. It's still there.
Absolutely.
You know. You
Absolutely.
Just never know.
Absolutely. That's
you
that's
know.
What it is. You never know.
And I know we have interviewed your artist as well, and we got more interviews coming around. So it's pretty amazing just to build that relationship with the artist and to grow their network to see how they've grown from where they started, because they remain consistent. And as an artist and a radio host, you know, you choose those artists that are consistent out here, that continues to move forward and be successful. And they do it step by step. And with your help and support with the right management team.
Exactly.
That's how everybody's succeeding.
Exactly. And we appreciate that. And while I got you on the line, I just want y'all to know that y'all can hit my artist up at Vega Shaw on Twitter. All his social media is at Vega Shaw. The new EP, Plan B, produced by the Globetrotters, is coming real soon, so be on the lookout for that. And we just out here trying to bring this great R&B music back to life. That's what we out here doing. Once again, Nikki, I just want to thank you.
Most definitely, we thank you so much for calling in to the Nikki Rich Show. And call back in anytime. Your Voice Radio, live each and every Wednesday, 8:15. You can find Servetta McDowell, Seek to Learn 36. Make sure you follow her, let her know you were tuned in and that you called in. Okay, Lonnie Mack?
Okay, no problem, no problem. Appreciate the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to anybody out there that's listening in, you can call in anytime. You can at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station and network. We are on Monday through Wednesday, 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. You can check us out those days. And any other day, we are live remote, live on location here in California. For those who don't know, I just recently relocated about 2 months ago here in California. We currently live here now. We're excited about it. And speaking of California, we got our next host coming up, Gianni C.J. Valentino. He will be talking with him on fashion inspiration. He is a celebrity fashion stylist, and he's going to give us the lowdown on the fashion, as well as a special guest coming through all the way from Atlanta, a fashion designer. So we pumped up about that. But we're going to take a break, and we got that Nikki Part 2 by The Dream. You know we had to play.
Been 2 whole years, 1 album later. Yeah, I got to take that red congratulations. Heard you moved to Dallas, hope you're doing fine. Hope the sale beat and catch you at the wrong time. If I say I didn't miss you, girl, I would be lying. To you I never lied, never would I try. And I always thought that you would end up on my side. But I ain't gonna repeat what I did last time. Showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up where I'm at. Keep calling me, keep calling me, keep calling me, come back. You fucking with, you fucking with, you fucking with my house. Me and my new girl were cool, but now I'm having doubts. And it's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. Shorty, we were the greatest. In the midst of all the haters, then you twisted all up on me. You used to be my homie. You said you played the role, and then you went cold. This love we had that was new suddenly grew old. Girl, I thought you had my back. Why you treating me like this? Can't believe my side chick running round talking shit. Said you understood me, wonder what it could be. Used to say I love you, now I'm screaming fuck you. You showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up where I'm at. Keep calling me, keep calling me, keep calling me, come back. You fucking with, you fucking with, you fucking with my house. Me and my new girl were cool, but now I'm having doubts. And it's all because of Nikki.
Put your hands in the air, in the air. Put your hands in the air.
Love that on that beat.
Oh, na-na, look what you done started. Oh, na-na, why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, na-na, spend all this cash. Oh, na-na, if you keep shaking that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, na-na-na,
put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na,
keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na, oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like,
oh, na-na-na, oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it.
Baby, I'm the one you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby, when you ready, tell her where to get the check. Girl, I know you ready, I ain't even got a check. You can do the worst, let me show you who the best. You know I'ma get you right, girl, them boys to the left. Like, oh, na-na, look what you done started. Oh, na-na, why you gotta act so naughty? I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na, if you keep shaking that. Oh, na-na-na,
put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na,
keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na, oh, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like,
oh, na-na-na, oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it.
Tell her, babe, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm excited.
Oh, na-na, oh. Look what
you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, nana.
Oh, nana.
Why you gotta act so naughty?
Acting a fool.
Oh, nana.
Ooh, hey.
About to spend all this cash. Oh, nana.
Nana.
If you keep shaking that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, na na na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving
if you're
tonight.
Loving tonight.
Yo, 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 what's up, folks? You are now tuned in on Fashion Inspiration this Wednesday with your host, Gianni CJ Valentino. Now, a little bit about myself, folks. I'm an emerging celebrity image designer myself, located here in Los Angeles, California, to where I have had the honor to work with various artists within these past 2 years, 2.5 years, so to say. I've worked with Keisha Cole, I've worked with Brooke Valentine, I've worked with your Mayas, your Lil Wayne's, I've worked with your Lil Sam's, to the list goes on. I also work with various magazines, Vibe Magazine, People's Magazine, Today's Black Women Magazine, and also was privileged to work alongside celebrity author Eddie Campbell in producing the project Days of Our Lives, A Healthier and Better Way of Living. Which brings us to Fashion Inspiration, folks. So it's so amazing how we put this project together, actually. What we had to do is kind of round up all 36 members or talents of Days of Our Lives. We had to really get three different inspirations from these individuals, such as your hobby, your exercise lifestyle, and your career. And based on these three inspirations, I myself and a couple partners or styling assistants alongside with me would have to go out and dress according to these inspirations, dress the talents up according to their situations. Not only that, we had to make sure that it was the right image for their look. So, again, coming with fashion inspiration, how it inspires our lifestyle daily, it inspires our career. Fashion is art. Fashion is lifestyle. Again, and I wanted to give a special shout out to our sponsors, Nikki Rich, for allowing us to come on to the Nikki Rich Show this evening. I want to give a major shout out to our other sponsors over at Avant Garde, over at Toyota, and College Underground Radio. We are proud to be here tonight, folks. It's going to be an amazing show. Special announcements, upcoming events, and the Ladies Red Carpet News. You folks, as you know, this week's SB kicked off. I have the honor to attend one of the events, the Beauty and the Beast Style Lounge, and actually welcoming one of our newest designers, Rashad of the Lucky Losers brand. And he has an amazing brand, folks. He has business is on point. He's straight from Atlanta. Yeah, he's came to LA about 2 times, and he has such an amazing story to tell. We're going to actually hop into that a little later on. I'm going to bring him on. You know, we're going to find out a little bit more about his brand and what actually inspired him in the name Lucky Losers. Also, guys, you want to keep an eye out for our other prodigy, actually. Moving, actually, to bring it back a little bit, I've also, you know, upon my 2 years of being an image designer, I decided to embark on a journey with creating a fashion and music production company, which is Prodigy Source One. And this company, guys, you know, we umbrella pretty much so many different talents, from actors to singers to, you know, emerging prodigies, talents, film producers, productions, directors. You know, we have a wardrobe department. We have videographers, and the list goes on. So we're pretty much the entertainment industry, okay, right here in Prodigy Source One. Now, moving forward, we have, you know, Celebrity Teen Scene, which is actually an amazing group of young and talented individuals that's inspired to give back to their community, who's inspired to enhance the perspectives of the youths, the teens that's in our communities. You know what I mean? We need more leaders nowadays. And for this group of individuals, again, Celebrity Teen Scene, to have stepped up and, you know, to be those leaders is such an amazing thing. You know, please, you know, keep an eye out on them. You might want to follow them on Twitter, follow our movement. We will be filming our first season this month, June 26th. So definitely keep an eye out on that. Also, shout out to our partners over at Life Changers. One of our very own videographers, Darius Wells, is behind it, along with his mentor over at Life Changes. And they're changing the lives of so many different individuals, whether it's through exercise, whether it's through inspiration of working together as a team. You know, they're doing major things. You might want to check them out. Follow Darius Wells at Vision From Afar via Instagram, via Twitter, via Facebook. You guys, also, excuse me, stay tuned for our August exhibits with our designers, with Rashad of Lucky Losers, Cooper Nye, and so much more. They're coming soon. Now, we are getting ready to go on commercial, and the phone lines are open. So, you guys, what is your fashion inspiration? The lines are open at 323-580-5749. And again, you guys, that's 323-580-5749. Let me know what's your fashion inspiration. What's your vision of making a difference in your community with fashion? Let's take a minute to think about this. And when we get back to those commercials, we can take this to the next level.
Keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, they're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love.
you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzie. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Wednesday's Fashion Inspiration with your host, Gianni CJ Valentino on the Nikki Rich Network. Now, guys, a little bit more about fashion inspiration and dressing for success. Before we hopped over into this last segment, previously we were talking about days of our lives. So I kind of just want to rewind back, you know, and kind of like dwell over it for a little bit, how dressing for success is very important. Just kind of considering my perspective as being an image designer, of course I have such a rebel fashion style. I have my own fashion sense, but the way that I dress, you'll look at him and you'll look at me and say, well, hey, he's an image designer. Oh, he's someone in the industry. And additionally, as even more so, you have other careers that's inspired by fashion, such as real estate agents, lawyers, that's inspired to dress in your producer pants, your suit and ties. These are the guys, the gentlemen that love to dress dapper, but these are the guys that actually go after their career that's inspired by fashion. The way that I dress inspires me to move to the next level. The way that I dress inspires me to be that much more confident in my next level of area of success. So with that being said, you know, it's very important, guys. Like, dressing, fashion is so therapeutic for me. You know, it's inspiring. It's art. Fashion is lifestyle. You know, where would we be at without fashion? You know, because image is everything. And it has a lot to do with creating an image for your brand as well. You know, so again, you wouldn't wear anything casual. If you were a real estate agent, you really wouldn't wear anything casual to a broker's exhibit. You're going to dress in a suit and tie because you're dressing for success. You know what I mean? So you want to dress according to how you're trying to sell your brand. As it's really important for you, it's important for your look, and I mean, it's just the next thing that people will take you serious. The latest red carpet news, guys. Again, this week we had an honor to show up at the Beauty and the Beast Styling Lounge Gifting Suite for the ESPYs, and we have no other than Rashad from Lucky Losers, the founder. He has an amazing story, guys. You know, he's doing some amazing things. He's been in L.A., and I'm sure he has some amazing things to tell you that he's who he's actually ran into over this weekend with the ESPYs, who he's trending with now. And he's going to tell you a little bit about his journey. Now, again, this is what's trending on our red carpet news, guys. So, again, we have so many amazing designers, especially like myself with Prodigy Source One. We're going to have so much more coming for you. Excuse me. A little technical difficulties. You guys, the phone lines are open. If you want to call in, you guys, you know, we have so much more to talk about. Call in at 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749. And again, guys, we're getting ready to bring on our next guest, Rashad of Lucky Losers from ATL. You know, he's here in Los Angeles making waves, expanding his business, meeting new connects, and loving it. Okay, so trending on the red carpet, coming up next, Rashad of Lucky Losers. You guys, you don't want to miss this. Again, tune in, 323-580-5749. Wednesday's Fashion Inspiration.
Turn
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hook scene where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that. You knew that I'd be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy.
The whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Playing me, so go trigger on a gun like.
Yo, what's up, guys? You are now tuned in on Fashion Inspiration Wednesdays with your host, Gianni CJ Valentino, on the Nikki Rich Show Network. Now, guys, again, as we discussed in our last topic, who was trending the red carpet this week at SC's is Rashad, founder of Lucky Losers. Guys, this guy is amazing. His business is so on point. Inventory is on point. Variety of styles, getting ready to hit the market in a major way. You know, he's straight out of Atlanta. He's been in the business for quite a couple years, and right now he's paving the way. He's kicking down all doors, guys. And I know he's had the honor to actually attend the Beauty and the Beast gifting suite, which was pretty amazing and had pretty quite few talents there as well, different celebrities, or so to say. So, you guys, I would like to actually introduce you to none other, Rashad, founder of Lucky Losers. Hey, Rashad, what's going on? Rashad, are you there?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Rashad? Thanks for calling in, boss. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. Just kind of enjoying the Los Angeles weather and enjoying the ESPY week flow. How about yourself?
Man, I'm loving this Cali weather, man. I got to come out here more often.
Is it a little bit different from where you're from?
It is, man. It's less humidity here. So, you know, it's kind of, it feels, it's hot, but it kind of feels like it's not as hot as it said it is. So, you know, that's kind of different
right.
from ATL. Yeah.
Right, right. And it's pretty interesting because it's cool. Like, and what I do, I mean, you're able to dress for like three different weathers out here. You know,
right.
like one day it may be slight sprinkling, and then it turns hot, and you know, switch into your tank top, and then next thing you know, within the middle of the day, you're tossing on a crew neck. So, you know,
definitely.
You prepare for prepare for all the weathers here. So,
right.
Rashad, now you are the founder of Lucky Losers Clothing Line. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and about your brand.
So I'm originally from Michigan, moved down to Atlanta in about 2006. The brand actually started in 2011, and the purpose behind the brand is just, you know, as I started, I wanted to come up with something unique and that actually meant something. So when people wore it, you know, they actually felt like they were part of a movement. So the whole idea behind the brand was kind of growing up where I was from Michigan, you know, me being African American, I kind of had to deal with a lot of discrimination. And, you know, that may not be someone else's case, but whatever you're up against, it's about not letting that stop you from your following your dreams and letting you succeed. So whatever your case may be, you know, you may not have been the most wealthiest person, but, you know, you use that as most motivation to go out and get yours.
Right. Totally. I totally agree with that. You know, and especially in this industry, you know, you got to keep your head up and you got to continue to push forward. You know, there's so many different barriers out here, you know, that we go through, and, you know, it's so many yays. And again, in our previous interviews with Seek to Learn 36, you know, and they mentioned as well, some South Carolina Music Awards, you know, you're going to get your knowers, you're going to get your yesers, you know, and hey, you're going to have way many yes than there is no's. And even if there's way more no's than yes, it's quality control. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, and again, for me, you know, and for being an image designer, you know, I had to find out the hard way because I was thrown to the sharks as well. You know, I had to get out there and figure out a way how I was going to make this happen, you know, kick down the many different challenges that I had to go through. So with that being said, I want to ask you, what challenges have you encountered along your journey building up your brand, Lucky Losers?
Well, one of the challenges were, you know, at the beginning stages, you know, not everyone has the funding to actually do everything the way that you would like to do. For instance, you know, I wanted to go out and get a major website done, which would have cost me tens of thousands of dollars, you know. So
right.
I actually took about 6 months myself and actually learned how to do it and created my own website. So that was a major
nice.
Accomplishment for me.
Nice. And sometimes that's what you have to do, and that's great, you know. And sometimes you can go past so many different budgets when you're really active, when you have a vision and you're really pressing for it, you know, that's what it calls for. When you're really inspired, you know, when you know this is something that's meant for you, you're gonna do all you can. You're gonna wear many hats in your business, and it's really similar to exactly what I do as well. You know, just wearing those many different hats and paving way and creating your own opportunity to showcase your talent. That's amazing, you know. That's fashion inspiration right there. You know what I mean? And that's really good, and I commend you for that. I mean, that's amazing. And, like, to be able to be here now, you're in California, and you've been here twice, right?
Right. This is my second time here.
Nice. And to see that you have actually come this far from – just even enduring or encountering those challenges is the next level. It's that next step, you know. That was the next big thing, was to step in LA. So now I can see that your market is going to grow, and I know, you know, that, especially in LA, and you're doing major things like the ESPYs and the style suites and the styling soirée, so to say. But at the Beauty and the Beast styling lounge, you know, by the way, I know there was many different talents that came there. Who were you able to come across while you were there?
So I came across Charlie Baltimore. She's going to be rocking a few pieces from the summer 2014 collection. I actually ran into Claudette Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, Claudette Ortiz, yes.
Yeah,
I've actually worked with her a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, she's very humble, man. I appreciate her showing love.
Yes, and she's then, a beautiful person.
Yeah, definitely. And then also we have my boy Young Jack Thriller. He's also going to be rocking some pieces from the summer 2014 collection.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, it's a lot of dope people that came through.
Nice. And, okay, cool. Like, and that's another chance that branding your business, you know, and that's amazing, you know, and that's going to increase your value. That's going to increase your reach because that's what we need. We need these people to see what you're all about. We need everyone to know who Lucky Loser is, who's the founder, what's the story behind it, you know, and ongoing and building your brand. Now, Rashad, we do have a few callers on the line. I'm going to actually go ahead and bring one of the callers in. You are now tuned in to Fashion Inspiration. You're on the line. You're on the air.
Hello.
We have 909. Hello?
Yes.
Welcome to Fashion Inspiration. How you doing, dog? How you doing, boss?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just enjoying the Cali weather and enjoying the inspiration over here with Rashad from Lucky Losers. So you have a couple of questions for us.
I was just calling in to support you guys. Colin, this is Steven. I was calling on one to support Nikki Rich, so support all
nice,
you guys.
Nice. Oh, yeah, what's going on? Everyone, if you don't know, this is Steven with SMP Photos. He's an amazing photographer, guys. Rashad, you might want to check him out as well. You know, we can put together some pretty dope lifestyle shots, you know, and push your brand even further.
Definitely, man. Sounds like, you know, something to look forward to.
Yes, definitely. You know, and again, he's with Prodigy Source One. And, yeah, he's with Prodigy Source One, and we're doing big things. Again, you know, I definitely want you guys to connect. I definitely appreciate your support, Steven, for calling in right now for us.
No problem at all.
Yes, thanks a lot. You know, stay tuned. so much major things going on, boss.
All righty.
Now, Rashad, back to you. Now, do you have any other special projects coming up, tours, pop-up shops that the listeners, that our audience should know about?
Well, and back in ATL, I got a few events that's coming up. I'm going to be having a launch party for my fall collection. That's going to be real dope. I'm going to try to get a few celebrities out there as well. So that's kind of what I'm planning for right now, you know, trying to make sure that's major so we can keep this brand going.
Yeah, keep it moving. That's the way to go. Got to keep it moving. Now, Rashad, and before you leave with us from chatting with us tonight, I want you to give our audience your social handle. Let them know how they can find you, you know, and where they can shop for Lucky Losers.
No doubt. You can cop some of our gear on www.luckylosers.com, and that's LUCKIE. LOSERS. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Lucky Losers, no space. And it's pretty much all across the board for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is all at Lucky Losers. So make sure you come in and follow that. Hit us up and follow that button. I mean, follow us.
And that's right, you guys. You heard it first, folks, exclusively on Fashion Inspiration Wednesdays. We want to thank Rashad, founder of Lucky Losers, for being our special guest tonight and inspiring us with his story as well. We want to thank you, Rashad, again. And I want to say keep up the great work. And I definitely look forward to working with you.
Definitely, man. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Let's get it. Let's reach for the stars.
Let's do it.
Well, you guys, you are just tuned in to Wednesday's Fashion Inspiration. We're going to take our next commercial break, and we're going to be coming out with our closing remarks. And again, if you want to call in with any last questions and concerns, you can call in at 323-580-5749 for Fashion Inspiration.
I ain't no bird, bitch, I'm a boss. I ain't no bird, hope you can get lost. I ain't no bird, bitch, I'm a boss. I ain't no bird, bitch, nigga, get lost.
I tell a bitch like, I ain't with the funny, I'm with making money. If you with the same thing, go and bounce like a bunny. She want a certain tune before she start to groove, girl. This ain't how we do, you make plans, I make moves. You used to think I was a dummy, jerker and some more. She gave the world a new sound, but I'm allergic to the bullshit. Bitch, stop playing with me, I ain't in the mood. I'm a real nigga with a real crew. Now go and make it drop, drop, drop it like you do. Non-stop, fast, wop, wop, wop around the room. Truth is, I ain't got time for no excuse. Stop making shit up, girl, tell me what to do. Stay for the bird, type and got you hype. Bitch, ain't done hurt. Stay for the bird, blame games, kick it to the curb. For the birds, I ain't got time to fool with it. Do you bird call? Act a fool with it. Exam, Instagram, bitch, I'm cool on it. Get it from her mama, backside in the drama. She hotter than the sauna, period, no comma. Sweet, sweet, womp, womp, just stays on my nerves. Pretty got you, better kick that to the curb. No time to babysit, soon enough you get the picture. Now you gon' have to quit, click, playing with the filter. Crawling on that vine, got your vision blurred. And I don't care what you heard. Stay for the birds, typing got you high.
Yo, what's up, guys? You have just reached Wednesday's Fashion Inspiration with your host, Gianni CJ Valentino, on the Nikki Rich Show Network. Now, guys, we're just going to go through a last couple closing remarks. I would like to give a special thanks to none other than Nikki Rich, Miss Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show Network, who's doing amazing things here in L.A., who's actually embarked on her journey here, who's taken her vision and brought it to reality. Guys, you know, again, you can reach me at GianniVD1610@gmail.com, via Instagram, via Twitter. And if you missed the first half of our show, you can actually tune in to TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Podcast, College Underground Radio, Speaker Radio, and ThisIs50.com. No worries. Check us out at www.thenickyrichshow.com for our full episodes as well. And again, you guys, thank you so much. And again, thank you. Thank you again, you guys, for tuning in on today's Wednesday's Fashion Inspiration. Stay fresh, fashionistas. And until next time, my name is Gianni Valentino, signing out.
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. You got a chance to hear amazing shows today. I'm excited. I'm pumped up. 2014, we did it. It's here. We released the hottest shows here on the Nikki Rich Show Network. For anybody out there that would like to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show Network, all you got to do is email us, thenikkirichshow @gmail.com, or you can email NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And if you don't remember that, you can always go to the official website, thenikkirichshow.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as at Nikki Rich Show LA. I personally want to take out the time to thank the host for tonight, Mr. Veta McDowell of VP Promethea, and I'm excited for her. And also I want to take out the time to thank as well Gianni Valentino, and that's Gianni CJ Valentino of Fashion Inspiration. And Your Voice Radio is making headlines right now. Talking with the South Carolina Music Awards, Mr. Veta, she is going in. She's trending, as well as Gianni CJ right now is trending on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You got to log on right now because I'm getting so many hits that these guys are trending. So we're pumped. We're excited about it, and we hope everybody is excited with us. But we want everybody to stay tuned and know that we're on air Monday through Wednesday, 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mondays. It's just motivated Mondays. And we have the host, Sakia Hampton. Sakia Hampton has Spender's Resolution, as well as we got the one and only Misty Shaylin, Beauty on a Budget. Tuesdays, we have Celebrity Tuesdays, as well as we got coming up on Wednesdays, once again, Savetta McDowell of V Promo Media, Your Voice Radio, which she gives everybody a chance to be heard. And also we have celebrity fashion stylist Gianni CJ of Fashion Inspiration. And that does it here on the Nikki Rich Show Network. We're excited. We're winding things down. And, you know, we always end by saying, we wish you all the best, much love, and success. And tonight we end by saying God bless. And I want to end by saying God bless you all. Have a blessed, blessed night.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580.